The United States, and specifically New Jersey, is facing a deadly drug epidemic, for heroin is ravaging and poisoning our youth at a rate never seen before. In New Jersey, we have an overdose rate that triples that of the national rate, leaving families distraught and the state wondering why in the world this is happening. A major cause of heroin addiction is linked to Big Pharma and the availability of painkillers that could turn otherwise lawful people into drug addicts. Officer Grant Corrin explained how painkillers are making it easy for people outside the typical city environment to have access to hard drugs such as heroin.
Well, it's becoming more available, not only to individuals in a inner city type of community where they're usually lower class or working class people. It's getting to people in nicer areas because those people are using doctor prescribed painkillers and getting addicted to them, and then that addiction is leading them to wanting to get a better high, which people turn to heroin because it's cheaper, it's available, and it leads them to doing that.
In New Jersey, a whopping 5,217 people have died at the hands of heroin overdoses since the year 2014. In addition to this, over 180,000 people have also been admitted to rehab facilities for heroin since 2010. This is not hidden information. People know this, yet the drug prevails, for heroin has some of the most painful, unbearable withdrawal symptoms, according to substance abuse counselor Kimberly Goodrich.
The high rate of heroin overdose in New Jersey is linked to the widespread availability of painkillers and other medications provided by the pharmaceutical industry. This can unfortunately turn a normal person into an addict.
Ultimately, police officers and substance abuse professionals alike have made it very clear that the big pharmaceutical industry has played a very big role in the increase of heroin addiction in this country.